Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who's an attorney and a musician and a big fan of Bernie and Sid. Bernie's out today, a deserved vacation day. He'll be back on Monday. I think he's got treatment again next week, though. I'll keep you updated. Al McMean goes, I get such a kick out of you on the radio. My three pearls of wisdom for today. Number one, Sid, you're a deep thinker, and you know it despite your protestations to the contrary. Two, we're all hypocrites to a measure, but you aren't nearly the one you think you are. Number three, I forgot the third. Have a great weekend. That's a great job.
Love to you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. At Rosenberg.Sydney. Again, we have a big guest list coming up later on this morning. Miranda Devine may stop by at 7:40. The congressman out of Ohio, Jim Jordan, coming up at 8:05. The congressman out of Louisiana, a real American hero, Steve Scalise, coming up at 8:40. And my buddy Corey Zelnick, the real estate mogul, handsome kid. He's in the 9 o'clock hour, plus Lydia and Beat Sid. But joining us this morning, making her second visit to the Bernie and Sid show, because I like her. She's funny. She's smart. And that's Marlene O'Shava, who I stole from Frank Morano. You still going Frank's show, by the way?
Yeah.
It's a letdown, though, after this. You got to be honest. Come on. It's like going to a Royals game after a Yankee game. It's not the same.
Yeah, but, Frank and I party after or before,
Yeah, I know. Like, didn't you, last week have breakfast or something? Or
No, not last week, because he was on vacation.
Oh, yeah, I confuse you with my friend Lauren Conlon a lot of times, because you're both, kind of the same person to me.
Really?
Yeah, you're funny, you're young, you're girls, that type of thing.
And
you're both friends with
Frank.
We
have brown hair, right? Yes,
right,
yes,
right.
I got it.
Are you friends with her, too, or?
I'm friendly with her. Yeah. Well, I met her through Frank.
Right. It's very taboo. Frank has his whole, what's the word? It's very incestuous. Like your whole crew.
I don't think you can say incestuous anymore. Or can you? I don't know.
I don't even know. I'll tell you, talking about incestuous. So there's a girl on Instagram. Her name is Danielle, right? Like my wife, my beautiful wife, Danielle. So this girl is a lawyer turned like chef.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on Instagram with all these great dishes. Great dishes. She's cute. She's funny. So I came across her on Instagram, and it turns out she's a big fan of mine. And I said, really? How do you know who I am? And she said, well, let's put it this way. My ex-husband is your third favorite attorney. So she obviously listens because she knows that my favorite attorney is my wife, Danielle, Joe Tacopina, and my actual attorney, Arthur Idala.
I knew you were going to say Arthur.
Yeah, it's Arthur's ex-wife. Do you know her, too?
The ex-wife? No.
Okay.
I know Marianne.
But that's the current wife.
Current wife, yeah. Yes.
See, it's like one big incestuous family. This whole city is like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody.
Well, the media business is incestuous. I mean, my husband was in the media business. The person I was with before him was in the media business and
right.
So on. And so, and you can keep going backwards.
Media whore is what they call that, by the way.
Oh, I don't think you can say that either.
I'm not calling you that. But
hey, you know what? I've been called worse. So it's
worse than that? I don't know about that. But you did make the point about these definitions of these words.
Yeah.
And most recently, the governor, Kathy Hochul,
mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to. What was it about the criminal? She doesn't want you to use the word. What word was this now?
No, she signed a bill saying that they want to start saying incarcerated persons in place of inmates.
Right.
Yes.
You believe that she actually goes out of her way? This rat governor?
Yeah, I actually do believe it because the midterms are coming up and she is trying to, satisfy the Dems or the woke Dems. You know that all the Dems aren't woke, though.
They're not.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're. Well, I would say no.
Yeah,
I think that there's a divide.
Yeah, but they're not going to vote Republican. So even if they're not woke in their own beliefs, they're still going to vote for somebody who is going to destroy this country. So they're no better.
Well, I mean, I guess, but I would say that there are a lot of people like myself who always fell down the middle and lean left.
You're a Democrat.
Actually, I'm a registered independent.
Well, I don't care what you are. You worked at CNN at some point, didn't you?
That was a million years ago, but
oh,
yes.
Stop it. That never goes away. It's like herpes.
I also worked at Fox News. I also worked for Glenn Beck. Oh. I also worked for Al Gore. I am a professional schizo.
No, but that's true. So you can actually take claim to being somewhere down the middle because you've worked with left, right, crazy left, crazy right. You can take claim for that.
I can take credit for that. I can also tell you, and you should know this, that it's all nonsense. If you know how to produce, if you know how to write, you can do anything.
Oh, I agree, 100%. You know. Are you a Trump supporter now, though?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You don't like him?
Not particularly, no.
So, okay, but right now for president, are you leaning voting for a Republican or a Democrat?
Oh, no. I will not be voting for a Democrat this next election. No, absolutely not.
But what if Trump is the candidate?
Oh, that remains to be seen. So I just had this conversation last night saying, I don't know. I might have to just go down ballot and not even do the president.
Oh, you can't. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I know. People say don't.
Don't write in Howard Stern or something stupid.
And I wouldn't write in him anyway, especially now
Marlena,
that
there is some lonely kid in a cave right now with a gun who misses his mommy and daddy and may die today so you can go vote. So vote for Donald Trump.
Listen,
and stop being a wimp.
I am not a wimp.
Well,
you're the wimp because you still haven't done this push-up contest with me.
You know, hey, Frankie even brought that up this morning about the push-up contest.
Oh, forget it. He can't even. Okay. Well,
we're going to do it this week.
Nah.
I'm going to lose. I admit I'm going to lose. She wants me, Lou, to do two push-ups for every one that she does.
I changed the rules. You're going to do one to my one.
Oh, then I'm going to kill you. That's stupid.
No, that's not stupid. Because you said you couldn't do 40 to 20.
Yeah.
So that means what?
I'm a boy. I'm stronger than you. Oh, I know you can't say that.
You
these
can't
days.
Say boy. Are we? Yeah. Do you want to get into the new woke terms or do we want to wait on it?
I want to get into the new woke. So you have put together now a list.
I was only
kidding about the boy and girl thing, by the way. Don't get crazy, okay? Especially my daughter, Ava, if she's listening. So what is the new woke list?
Well, no. It's not the real woke list, but it's suggestions for what Hochul could do now. So I'm going to quiz you. What do you think they should call rapists now?
Rapists?
Yeah.
I don't know. Predators. Is it one word or can I give like a bunch
of
You
could
of words?
Do whatever you want.
Effing animals, predators, lowlifes, scumbags.
No, what do you think the new woke term should be?
The woke term should be, I don't even know. Give it to me, go ahead.
I would think they would go with misguided promiscuity. What do you think?
That's funny. Lou, that's good, right?
What do you think?
Excellent. That is probably going to happen.
Okay. So, you know, recently the comedian like that called out to AOC, right? The big booty Latina or whatever.
That's our friend. What's his name? He was on the show, actually, that guy. Alex Diaz or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So what do you think we should say in place of big booty Latina?
Big booty. I did like the last one. That was very smart. Big booty Latina instead will be round tushy. Tushy's such a cute word. When like an adult male says that, it's so cute. I know. What's the word? What do you got for
glutinously proficient persons.
Glutinously proficient.
Right?
That's
Wait,
really
No,
smart.
Excuse me. I said that wrong. Not glutinously. Gluteously.
Right. You're not talking about sugar.
Right. Gluteously proficient persons.
Ass, not sugar. That's really well done, by the way. You're very, very bright. What's the next
ass,
one?
Ass, not sugar. Not to be.
What is that? Both are about the same.
Not to be confused with sweet ass.
Right. What's the next one?
Illiterate.
Illiterate.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
An illiterate person.
An illiterate person.
What should we call them?
We should call them. Unfortunately, uneducated. Does that make sense? With the uns, I got the uns. That's good, right? You like that?
Okay, you're getting closer. You're getting warmer.
I'm figuring out the game. Yeah.
Word deficient.
Word deficient. I like it. I don't know. Is it better than mine though?
I don't know. Somebody vote.
What do you think, Louis? Unfortunately, uneducated or word deficient?
Do the 40 push-ups first, and I'll get back to you.
What's the next one?
How about unemployed?
Unemployed. Mm-hmm. That would be screwed by the system.
Try professionally challenged.
Oh, I like that too. Are you going to write a book on all this? This is brilliant. This is great. I got a new book out, but this is even better.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that book in a second.
Okay.
Or I'm going to make you talk about it.
You made me nervous about it. All right, well, give me one more. Go ahead.
No. I got a couple more.
Go ahead. All right.
How about old people?
Your segment. Go ahead.
Old people.
They are... what's that? How do you say that word again?
Octogenarian.
Unfortunately, octogenaric.
No. How about advanced geriatric persons?
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay.
All right. And then, you know, recently Anne Heche, the actress that no one's really talking about who had the car crash. I mean, did you guys talk about it much?
No, we did, because not only was she in a horrific car crash, and she is just about dead at this point.
Yeah.
But if she survives with such mean people, me and Bernie, we want her charged.
Like yeah.
She was drunk and did something illegal.
Right.
So she is not really a quote-unquote victim, even though she's two gas away from death.
All right. So, but would you, we can't really, I don't think we should call it a car crash.
What would you call it?
Well, I would call it a car crash. But the wokesters might call it an unstructured driving incident.
You know, as ridiculous, and you're getting the last out of Lou, which is not easy, as ridiculous as all this sounds, all of these that you've come up with remain completely possible.
Completely possible, which is
right.
Funny but scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it'll benefit you. Then people can stop calling you a serial tanner. And by people, I mean me.
Serial tanner. You're darker than I am. You got a lot of nerve. You're darker than me.
Excuse me.
You're on the beach every day. You're in Monmouth, I'm in Rockaway, but you're on the beach every day.
I am a vitamin D enthusiast. Okay. Write it down. Memorize it.
That is very good. Right. How are you going to write a book on all this? Seriously, the Marlena.
You don't know what I'm writing.
Oh, you're writing a book?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
You want me to give away all my secrets.
I don't know anything
about
you.
I'm already giving you away all my woke terms.
Well, that's very good. Now, what about my book? You want to say something? What were you going to say something nasty about it or something?
No. You had a very sharp response. Yeah, a sharp response when I said I want an autographed book.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that's right. You still want one?
Although I didn't bring you the pineapple, so. It would have matched your shirt, though.
That's from the last segment. That was very, very funny.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Kathy Hochul, obviously, this was a great exercise in humor, but it does point out how crazy she is. Now, the last time you and I spoke, you had written an article about masks and how little kids are still being masked up and all the issues with education. I've got about 2 minutes to go here, Marlena. And now the CDC has come out and they've gone completely lax on just about everything. So despite their best efforts, whether it's Newsom in California, Eric Adams here, the CDC for a while, it looks like we're past all this nonsense.
We are.
What about you in New Jersey?
Everybody is past it in New Jersey, although, you know, they just keep the door open to remasking. But they just came out with a new guideline saying no more, you know, quarantines and whatever.
Right.
No more 6 feet. It's been over. But, you know, now the new guideline is no more 6 feet. It's like that kind of went away a while ago.
So are you telling me that before even up to yesterday, the social distancing was still in place?
Well, apparently, yes, but I didn't know that until I read about it.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
You know what else I didn't know until I read about it? What vabbing was.
You know, I know Lydia brought this up with me and Bernard a couple of weeks ago. And if I remember correctly, it's kind of gross. But
it's worth mentioning. But I need you to tell me what it is. I do not want to say it.
It is. I know it's something with the female anatomy.
Yes.
Yes. Now, what do you guys do exactly?
This is happening. There's some trend on TikTok.
I know exactly what it is. It's
yes.
in the spirit of the Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, there you go.
She
right.
sells vagina candles.
There you go.
Right. So I guess, and by the way, this has been going on for a long time. This is nothing new. This actually started in the 60s and 70s. Up at Woodstock, girls did this all the time. They're using the scent of their own anatomy as perfume rather than creed. Is that right?
Yeah, but they're doing it on TikTok, and now there's a medical advisory.
Saying what?
Saying that they shouldn't do it because it can cause thrush.
Thrush?
Yes.
That's what they're worried about? I mean, I got to think monkey. Well, maybe not monkeypox because that's. It's the
monkeypox.
Is that in the male homosexual community and female or just male?
I mean, it's prevalent among the male
right.
Community.
Can a girl? Can a gay girl get monkeypox?
Maybe if she hooked up with a gay guy. But no, but I don't think they should call it monkeypox. But I'm pretty sure they're going to offend monkeys.
Of course.
So that they should probably call it primate affliction. What do you think?
She's good, no, Lou? Come on.
Writing them all down.
I mean, this is great. Rob Bartlett couldn't do this. Not in a million years.
Not now, no.
No, not now, no. I love that Vogue stuff. That's great.
Yeah. So, Sid, am I going to get an autograph book?
Probably not, no.
Why?
I don't have any. You know, the damn publisher sent me like 5 books. So the first book, I swear to God, I gave to John Catsimatidis, mm-hmm. him and Margot, because without them, I'm not here, obviously. The second book I gave to Chad Lopez because he hired me. He had the balls to hire me when every other program director in this town was like, no, Sid's a troublemaker. So those 3 people, John, Margot, and Chad, are very special to me. The third book I gave to my mother.
Okay.
So I could have given you the book instead of my mother. Are you saying that you deserve the book more than my mom? I mean, I don't know. Is that what you're saying? Is that
no, that's what you just said. So I don't know.
Okay. And I gave one book to Curtis Sliwa.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Not
I did
even
that.
Your third favorite lawyer. Curtis comes before your third favorite lawyer.
No, Danielle doesn't want a book. She's in the book.
Third. I didn't say first.
Oh, Artie.
I said third.
Oh, Artie's my third favorite lawyer. He's not even in the book. Joe Tacopina is. So, but I'm going to get you one, I promise, when you come back again on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because that's the next day that Bernard is going to take off. So.
Okay. What are we going to talk about then? Are we going to talk about these push-ups? Are we going to do the push-ups? Are we going to record the push-up
contest?
We
are going to do the push-ups on Wednesday.
Okay.
And people are I actually got a bunch of Instagram messages from folks that are kind of into the competition. They actually want to see this.
I'd like to see it too. Now, but let me ask you something. Are you going to be clothed?
No. Of course not. What kind of crazy question is it?
Are you going to wear a muscle tee?
I don't wear those types of shirts. I I have muscle. I can do
because you don't wear shirts.
No, I do wear shirts, but like when I go to the gym, I always wear a t-shirt.
Okay.
I don't care how big you are, how muscular you are. When guys walk in with like tank tops, I hate that look. And if you're on an airplane, like I flew to Hawaii last year, I sat next to a guy wearing a tank top, and his arm was like touching my arm, and I wanted to puke for 11 hours. Like, put on a shirt, you jerk. I got bigger arms than you. Put a shirt on. I don't like
Did
that
you go to book. Hawaii by yourself?
No, my family was there, too.
Then why were you sitting next to a guy?
Because we don't like to sit next to each other, because if the plane crashes, God forbid,
what?
And we're all sitting in one place, we're all going to die, so we separate throughout the plane.
There's zero logic in what you just said.
Well, that's fine. That's me.
You separate on the plane?
Yes, because this way, if we're all sitting in the same spot,
separating.
We're all going to die.
No, you're all going to die anyway, but listen.
How do you know that?
Because you are.
People survive plane crashes all the time.
This is not the Miracle on the Hudson, honey. Most plane crashes don't end well.
Okay, fine.
And most people will fly separate airplanes.
Why do you care where I sit on the airplane? What is going
because
on
Because if you would sit next to your family, you don't have to touch the guy with the arm.
She makes a decent point, Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to die.
Plane.
You're going to die on an airplane touching someone's bicep.
Yeah. Well, it's Danielle's idea. What do I know? I listen to whatever she says. You understand? That's how I'm married for 30 years. Whatever she says, I do it. Listen, you were brilliant again today. Really great. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right.
Now, where can people see you next or find you? Or what do you got going on? Give me something.
Instagram's the best. Which is at Marlena Shiva. Do I have to spell it again?
No, but you do so many cute dances with your little kids. It's very cute.
Oh,
we
got some more coming up. And we got some, and, you know, my other daughter does a lot of Trump. And you would love it.
I saw it. It's great.
Wait, did you see it?
Send it to me, yes.
Well, I sent you one thing.
It was great. It was great.
All right.
Thank you, Marlena Shiva, everybody.
Absolutely.
Always great. A lot more to do. Miranda Devine, Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and a whole bunch more stuff. Friday with Sid. Right here on Talk Radio 77 WABC.